from Lusaka, Art Hopway, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
The Community Action Against Corruption has expressed concern over the recent convention of former Kasama Central lawmaker. President Hakainde Hichilema has hailed the significant progress in drug availability across Zambia's health facility. And in international news, the Senegalese Navy has intercepted 201 West African migrants in the west of the country. In sports news, Benny McCarthy has slammed critics at Harambe Stars selection criteria ahead of the 2024 CHAN tournament slated for August.
And now, the Power FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day, I'm Grace Wanji. The Community Action Against Corruption has expressed concern over the recent conviction of former Kasama Central Member of Parliament, Kelvin Sampa, questioning the integrity and fairness of the government's ongoing anti-corruption campaign. Speaking in an interview, CEAC Executive Director Brighton Tembo argued that the conviction does little to demonstrate impartiality in the administration's fight against corruption. Mr. Tembo explained that Mr. Sampa, who was predominantly aligned with the former Patriotic Front regime, only became loosely associated with the current government in recent years. He further challenged whether such a conviction would have occurred had Sampa been a long-standing member of the ruling party, suggesting that political affiliations continue to influence prosecutorial decisions. Mr. Tembo also criticized the Anti-Corruption Commission for what he described as a highly selective and politically biased approach to justice, adding that the data from the Economic and Financial Crimes Court indicates that over 95% of active cases involve individuals associated with the former regime. He further called for independent, transparent, and professionally conducted investigations into all corruption allegations, regardless of political affiliation.
If you look at Kelvin Sampa's strong roots in the previous regime, he only became an active member of the current regime after 2021. So his conviction cannot be used that the fight against corruption is not selective. We feel it is still very much selective. And if you want to get part of the statistics showing that the current fight against corruption is selective, you go to the Economic and Financial Crimes Court. The court which as at now is attending to over 90% of the cases which the court is attending to. There are cases coming from those who served in the previous regime. And this is not an indication that there is no corruption going on in the current regime. It is only that the Anti-Corruption Commission is not willing to investigate the emerging corruption in the current regime.
Financial expert Henry Mulea believes that Zambia gold discovery should be a benefit for the economy, but the recent violence and chaos surrounding gold mining are turning into a curse. He notes that instead of benefiting local communities, gold mining has resulted in a loss of lives due to accidents and clashes between miners and government forces. To address this issue, Mr. Mulea suggests that government should start by recognizing the rights of local people to benefit economically from the minerals. He recommends that government became the primary buyer of gold, which would help curb illegal activities and stimulate local economies. Additionally, he urges governments to engage with traditional leaders and local communities to establish mineral exploitation frameworks that promote dialogue and peaceful coexistence. President Hakainde Hichilema has hailed the significant progress in drug availability across Zambia's health facilities, with figures rising from 46% in 2021 to 80.5% in 2024. Speaking during a presidential stocktake meeting on drug accessibility at State House this morning, the president underscored the New Dawn administration's commitment to ensuring quality health care for all Zambians through improved access to essential medicines. The president issued a stern warning against the theft of medicines from public health facilities, emphasizing that such acts are classified as economic crimes. President Hichilema also directed the Ministry of Health to maintain momentum in ensuring drug availability continues to improve, while also noting the importance of equipping health facilities with diagnostic tools to support effective healthcare delivery. In addition, the President instructed the Ministry of Local Government, Housing and Rural Development to collaborate with the Ministry of Health to address water supply challenges in rural health centres. He recalled a 2018 visit to a health center in Chifunyanje near the Mozambique border, where a premature infant died due to the absence of an incubator, reinforcing his resolve to improve healthcare infrastructure. During the stocktake meeting, Dr. George Sinyangwe, the Ministry of Health's Permanent Secretary for Donor Coordination, reported that the country has an adequate supply of medicines. Dr. Sinyangwe credited the improved drug availability to increase government funding for pharmaceuticals and medical supplies, which has risen from 1.4 billion kwacha in 2021 to 4.9 billion kwacha in 2025. This is contained in a statement issued by the communications specialist, Clayson Hamasaka. Kabwe Municipal Council Director of Public Health, Christopher Mtonga, has urged members of the public to prioritize their mental well-being. He was speaking during a mental health meeting organized by the local authority. He disclosed that the meeting was organized by the Public Health Department in collaboration with the African Evangelical Enterprise. Ms. Mtonga said the initiative focuses on fostering mental well-being and stress management to enhance productivity.
The Kabwe Municipal Council's Public Health Department, in conjunction with African Evangelical Enterprise, is conducting a mental health workshop for council employees. The initiative focuses on fostering employment well-being, stress management, and supportive workplace environment to ensure productivity and promote a positive work culture among council employees. So basically, this is the first meeting that we're having. Obviously, through our health education of the Public Health Department, we'll have another meeting for the councillors, and our plan is to continue engaging the public on issues of mental health. So next, our target is to engage our civic leaders, then roll it out to other stakeholders of the district.
In international news, the Senegalese Navy has intercepted 201 West African migrants in the west of the country, authorities announced, as the Atlantic Ocean crossing remains the most popular and deadliest migration route from Africa to Europe. The operation was carried out by the Senegalese Marines based in Fandrouin. In the Fateh region of western Senegal, the army said in a statement, 69 people were arrested on land, according to the statement, while 132 others were intercepted aboard a small wooden boat on a pirogue in the Saloum Delta on Tuesday evening. Still in international news, the Deputy Prosecutor for the International Criminal Court reported to the United Nations Security Council about the deteriorating humanitarian crisis in Sudan as civil war continues to impact the region. Deputy Prosecutor Najat Shamin Khan reported that famine is escalating and humanitarian aid is not reaching those in dire need of it. He warns that the situation in Sudan would worsen. Humanitarian organizations are warning about attacks on healthcare facilities across Sudan, alleging they are happening as mass atrocities are being committed against civilians. Sudan's civil war broke out in April 2023 after simmering tensions between the Sudanese army and the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces, RSF, escalated to fighting across the country. We take a short break and return with sports news.
More news still to come on Power FM.
Power FM Lusaka is your number one hit station.
We bring you the best content Zambia and the continent have to offer.
We offer competitive rates to help you grow your business and brand both locally and internationally. Contact marketing on plus 260-961-690-486.
Elevate your business. Power and what will be FM Lusaka. Number one hit station. Number one hit station.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Akabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureaus. The Power FM News every day at 0630, 1200, and 1745 hours as we keep you.